The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Victor. Well, actually, it's the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz. You know, one day this show is probably going to be called the Victor Armendariz show. But until then, we're going to keep it the On Point with Victor show. This is the America's Web Radio station you are tuned into. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. Whether you're listening now or later, doesn't bother me as long as you listen at some point. And then you spread the word and spread the word. And a lot of you are. I walked into a pizza joint the other day, folks, and the guy that worked behind the counter knew who I was and just is a listener to the show. That's like the second pizza joint. That's pretty awesome. I love pizza, so it works out great. We got a lot to get to today, so I will roll today. So hold on tight to whatever you can hold on to and turn up your listening devices because you're going to want to hear what I have to say today. Just lots and lots to get to. So thanks a lot to everyone again. You guys, we have listeners all across this great country and beyond, So it's awesome, awesome. So did you guys celebrate yesterday? Did you celebrate yesterday? Because the Democrats did. And you're asking me, what were they celebrating? Well, think about it. They were on, yesterday, well, let me put it this way. I could probably describe how much of a celebration yesterday was, because what was yesterday? April 15th. And what does that mean? Think about it, folks. Think about it. Who would be the most happy with yesterday? In fact, yesterday was such a happy day. I'm going to have producer Brett hit a little soundbite here. This is how yesterday went. That, my friends. That is what was going on around all over the country yesterday with Democrats and your elected Democrat officials. They were having a heyday yesterday because yesterday was April 15th. That's the day they get to screw over half of this country. Why? Because half this country pays taxes and the other half doesn't. Our tax code is ridiculous. And yesterday being tax day, it was basically for the Democrat Party. You got to understand this, folks. For the Democrat Party, and don't worry, we're going to get to Biden and the Democrats setting the world on fire and causing absolute war to break out in the Middle East. We're going to get to that. But I got to talk about yesterday. Not many hosts will tell you what I'm going to tell you today, and I don't know why. I know why the media won't tell you, but really there should be other talk show hosts that would talk about this more often. So I'm going to start with this. Look, I don't follow anybody. I don't copy people. That doesn't say that I don't get some good ideas from people. Come on. You're human. But I don't follow the crowd, folks. So sit back if you want to hear my take on what's going on in the Middle East. I'm going to get to it. But I've got to talk about this. April 15th yesterday was basically 4th of July. It was Christmas. It was Easter. It was New Year's Eve. It was all piled into one. That is how your Democrat Party and your sycophant Democrat voters view yesterday. April 15th is their Christmas. That is their 4th of July. That's their New Year's Eve. That's their Easter, so to say. I think the Democrats enjoyed yesterday more than they actually enjoy transgender alphabet soup come out day. Whatever they're going to call it. I think they enjoy yesterday. I think that is yesterday, I think, is the height of their holidays. Is tax day, because they get to screw over so many of American people. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an awful tax system in this country. We are the United States. We are the beacon of freedom. We're the beacon of liberty. And there, in no way, shape, or form should our country, listen, our country wasn't founded with an income tax. The founding fathers didn't create or let's just say when they founded this country and they created this awesome document, it did not include an income tax. It did include taxation because you have to fund government, but they weren't screwing over the people with an income tax. ladies and gentlemen, you can go look at your history at when the politicians came up with this income tax, when they figured out that, hey, we can hide taxation from the American people if we just put it in, tie it to their employment. If we just hide it inside their check. If we give them, if we take this thing and call gross income and net income, and we only allow them to see their net, they'll just pay attention to their net. They're not going to pay attention to how much taxes are being taken out. And when the politicians figured that out, that's when they came up with this stupid, stupid, ridiculous progressive tax system that we have now. That no free nation, no nation that says or tries to stand for freedom, which really is only the United States. No way you can stand for freedom and liberty amongst the people and say that you're a government of freedom and a government of the people and then have a progressive tax system that burdens your people. No, you can't do that. And that's what we're doing. And that's why April 15th is an absolute, absolute holiday for the Democrats. The Democrat Party absolutely, absolutely loves it. I mean, it ought to be called Screw the Americans Day. I mean, now it's even more, what I am saying to you now is even more valid. Because of the open border situation, you have so many illegal people over here. And look, I'll always tell you, there are some that really want to come over here and work. They really look. I know a lot of these people in Mexico. I have lots of family still in Mexico, and I know what it means for them to be some people to come who really want to come over here, adapt, become an American, and assimilate to the United States lifestyle. But we have a whole lot of people coming over here with ill intent. We have a whole lot of criminals coming over here now because Venezuela dumped their prisons on the United States. Other countries are doing that now. We've got some really bad hombres that are coming over here. And it cannot be denied. It cannot be denied. I don't care what the Democrats tell you. There are bad people coming over here now. And it's not bad enough that there are some people coming over here with ill intent. Now you're paying for it. You're paying for these people. You're paying through your taxes. And listen, don't tell me this business, it's on the state that New York's taxpayers are the only ones paying. No. Yes. Are the New York taxpayers getting screwed? Yes. Are the Chicago taxpayers? Yes. Any state that's harboring illegals, the taxpayers getting stuck with the bill. But these states like New York and Chicago and California, who do they get bailed out by? They get bailed out by you. You in South Dakota, you in North Dakota, you in Georgia, you in Tennessee, you in Florida. You're bailing out all these blue states. Because the federal government, especially when run by Democrats, will always throw money to these Democrats' failing states. And now, with these illegals that are here in this country just all over the place, being flown in. Look, Joe Brandon Biden, the dementia patient in the White House, has flown in. You know, they're trying to, this is their tactic, folks. And I told you they would try and figure out a way to say we closed the border or we're tightening the border. So what they're doing is they're taking airplanes, taxpayer-funded airplanes, sending them across the border, picking up illegals, and flying them over the border so they can say, see, border crossings are down. Because to the Biden administration and to the Democrats, if you don't walk across the border and sneak in, hey, look, and they're not even sneaking in anymore. They're going straight to the Border Patrol because they know the Biden administration will let them in. And this is something you've got to understand. When Biden lies in and or let's use their language. When they use misinformation and disinformation, the Democrat Party and Biden administration and tell you that, oh, it's not an open border. Oh, they've got a control. Oh, they're doing this. Yeah, whatever. It's an open border. And the difference is now most of these illegals that are coming up are going straight to the Border Patrol. They want to be caught because they're being let go. They're not being sent back. If they were being sent back, then it would go back to the old way where they're sneaking in. The only people sneaking across the border right now are the really, really bad ones. The terrorists, the Chinese spies, those are the people that, I mean, we've murderers have been caught and people on the terrorist watch list have been caught, but a whole lot haven't been caught. And this is the problem. But yet you're going to pay for all of it. You're going to pay for all of it. Your taxes are going to pay for all of it. I'm not making any of this stuff up, folks. You can go look, do your own research. But you don't even have to. You can just watch and see what's going on at the border. And listen to what the Democrats, listen to this. I'm going to be nice. Listen to this fool in New York, the mayor. Look at that fool in Chicago. We're going to spend money. We're going to give They're going to give illegals, not the American veteran, not American homeless. No, you can stay on the excrement-laced streets in your tent. But if you're an illegal, we're going to put you in a hotel. We're going to pay for it. We're going to give you 3 meals a day. And then, after clothing you and giving you a phone, we're going to give you a check every month of taxpayer dollars to go just spend however you want. And don't give me this crap that they're telling them what not to spend it on. That's a bunch of hogwash. That's just like the scam with the welfare checks that go out where, and look, some people need the help, and we're Americans. We are the people who would help. But when government forces this kind of stuff and then they give out free money, and then they say, oh, you can't go spend it on, yeah, whatever. go to some of these areas and look what they're spending the money on. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the government doesn't solve problems. They make them worse, and they usually do it on purpose. But this just leads back to you're paying for everything. You're paying for everything. And yesterday was the celebration of tax day. The Democrats love it. They love it. They were celebrating popping champagne corks probably yesterday because they love, that is their favorite day, April 15th. Because after yesterday, if you haven't filed, they get the sick, the IRS agents on you. You know, those armed agents, those armed pencil pushers. I mean, they're going to show up with their calculators and their pens and their all that, you know, their little pocket calculators and everything. And they're going to show up, but they're also armed. They may not know how to use that gun and they may have had limited training, but they know how to pull it out and put it in your face and say, we're the IRS. You can't do anything about it. It's awful, folks. It's awful. It's an awful way to treat the American citizen. Again, it's another example. The American citizen is being hosed. The American citizen is being treated like second, third rate in this country, and the illegal is being put on a pedestal. The illegal is being put in a hotel. The illegal is being given free money every month. What about the American veteran? What about American homeless? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, listen. I can say this because I am Mexican descent. I grew up going back and forth to Mexico. I have family in Mexico. I know what it's like for some of those people in Mexico. I know what it's like. I know the trials and the tribulations they have down there. I know how hard it is for some of those people to live. And it's because government's doing it to them down there. And now our government is doing it to people here. But the thing is, they're not doing it to the illegal. They're doing it to you, the citizen. They're making you poor. The Democrats' mantra should be, we're going to make as many Americans poor and dependent as we can. And again, I'm not afraid to say this. You may have some other show hosts that are afraid to say this because they don't want to be called racist. Well, if you want to call me a brown racist, you go ahead. You go ahead. Because I don't care. I don't care. I will not sit here and be a sycophant to any politician. I will not sit here and be a sycophant to any political party. I'm going to tell you who's got some good ideas and who would be worth voting for to save this country. I want this country to go towards freedom and liberty. I want this country to be able to help as many people as we can. But we as a country cannot help people outside of our borders until we help the citizens of this country. Because if we don't have a strong country with strong citizens and a strong love for this country, then how in the world do we think we're going to remain a strong, rich nation to help others? No. What the Democrats do, every policy the Democrats are doing are bringing the U.S. down so that we can be equal and equitable with other crap holes around this country. And I'm not afraid to say that either because I travel. And I've been to a lot of crap holes, folks. I've been to Guatemala lately. Nothing against Guatemala. I've got some great friends that are Guatemalans. But there are some pretty bad spots in Guatemala where the people are so poor. Government's doing that to them. The government is doing that to them. And it's not just places like parts of Mexico and places in Guatemala and Honduras and Nicaragua and Venezuela. Have you seen Venezuela? You want to talk about a crap hole? Government did that to Venezuela. Governments did that to Venezuela. Not the people. Not the people. The people are victims. People are victims. But we as a country in the United States, we can't do a darn thing about it if we're weak and decrepit and just as t- turning into a crap hole just like the other ones. How are we going to help them? If we're in a race to be the same, we're on a race to decline. It doesn't make sense, folks. It doesn't make sense. And one day enough of you are going to wake up. I just know it. I know it. I know enough of you are going to wake up. All right. I got to tell you this. Because yesterday was tax day, and because you, the taxpayer, you, the citizen, the few of you that are working and paying taxes, and you're paying for all these illegals to come over, you're paying for, I mean, that's just a fraction of what you're paying for this, which is ridiculous. And you pay to bail out blue states that are failing. You pay, oh my goodness, you're just paying for so much stuff as a taxpayer. Well, let me tell you this, because yesterday being tax day, a huge day that's celebrated by Democrats, I want you to understand something. I went back to 2020 because I could find some good hard data. You know, it takes a few years to get the data filtered out and to really get the hard, honest to good, solid data on who pays taxes and who don't, who doesn't, who don't, who doesn't. So I went back to 2020, because I got some solid info and, you know, like I said, it takes a few years to get solid info. So you have to go back a little bit. In 2020, Trump's economy was thriving until, of course, the China virus hit. But here are the facts. Here are the facts. And this is up from 2019. So don't tell me, oh, it's the virus. Don't, no, 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 no. These numbers are up from 2019. Okay. So listen to this. The top 1% of wage earners paid the most federal income taxes. All right. The top 1% of wage earners paid the most in federal income taxes. You understanding me here? Not the bottom 50%, not the somewhere in the 60s. The top 1% paid the absolute most, okay? Paid the most of income taxes. That means the top 1% paid 42.3% of all federal income taxes, okay? Okay? The top 1% of this country, the citizens, the top 1% of the working citizens in this country paid 42.3% of all federal income tax. Now, let me put this another way. I'm going to dumb it down a little bit. Now, I'm going to dumb it down for you Democrats, for you sycophants out there that are still planning to vote Democrats. I'm going to break this down really easy in case you were indoctrinated by government school. I'm going to break this down to wherever you can understand. That's going to get some panties in a wad. So let me put it this way. The top 1% of taxpayers paid an average of a 26% tax rate. So across the 1%, their average tax rate was 26%. Now you might be saying, oh, that's not much. Well, it's 8 times higher than the entire bottom of the 50% of taxpayers. The top 1% paid an average tax rate of 26%, which is 8 times higher than the bottom 50% of taxpayers. The bottom 50% of taxpayers, their average tax rate is 3.1%. Okay? The average taxpayer of the bottom 50% of wage earners paid 3.1%, while the top 1% paid 26% average tax rate. And you want to tell me that the rich aren't paying their fair share? Are you seeing this? Who benefits? Who's getting the most so-called handouts and help from the Democrats? Which is a bunch of hogwash, which is why I keep telling you, my fellow minority voters, if you keep voting for Democrats, you really need to, at some point, you're going to have your head examined. They're not your friend. The Democrat Party of today is not the friend of the minority. The Democrat Party today is not giving you free money. They're just making you more dependent. And the proof is right here. And you can look this up. These numbers are not numbers I just pulled out of my derriere. These numbers are government numbers. You can go by, you can see and look for the data because the government has to put data out. And that's why sometimes it might take a few years because they don't want you to know. They want you to forget and they don't want you to go back and look at the actual tax rates. They don't want you to look at who actually pays taxes. But I got it for you right here, folks. And I'm not afraid. I am not afraid. I'm the Mexican not afraid to be American. I'm the Mexican not afraid to vote Trump. And I'm the radio show host not afraid to tell you the truth, especially when it comes to taxes and what this ridiculous establishment government is doing to you, the citizen of this country. So you got it right here. The top 1% pays an average rate of 26%. The bottom 50% of taxpayers pays 3.1%, an average 3.1%. Okay, so let me simplify this even more. Let me take it down another notch. Just to make sure that you government indoctrinated voters out there that you know or you government schooled look folks, I went to a government school. But just in case, I'm going to simplify it a little bit more. Okay. The top 50%. Okay. Let's just split this country. If you're out there earning a wage, you're a citizen and you're paying income taxes. And yes, I say citizen because there's so many illegals underground economy that's not being caught with taxes. They're not paying their fair share as the Democrats love to use against actual citizens. No, it's the illegals that aren't paying the taxes. There's so much of an underground economy out there, folks, that the progressive tax system doesn't catch because the progressive tax system punishes achievement. And that is one of the biggest takeaways you need to take away from this and from yesterday being tax day is the type of income tax system we have punishes achievement. Now, if you punish achievement, achievement is only going to go up so much. It's only going to go up so much. And if achievement just goes up so much, you're not going to pull a whole lot of people with you. And that is the key to the Democrat policies. They want less achievement, punish, punish, punish. Take the will out of people. Take the drive out of people. Because if you have a lot of drive and you have a lot of independence and you have abundancy and you can provide for yourself, then who do you not need? Who do you not need? You won't need the government. You won't need the friendly neighborhood authoritarian Democrat to tell you what to drive, when to drive, and how to drive. You see how this works? Today's Democrat Party doesn't want you independent. They don't want abundance. They don't want you to be able to be self-reliant. And if you've got a rising economy and you've got unlimited achievement ability, if we were to have a tax system that didn't punish achievement, where you could reach however high you want to reach and pull whoever with you you want to pull, and because even if you don't actively try to pull people up, you're going to pull people up. Because if you're achieving to the highest heights that you can reach, you're having to take people up with you because you're having to you're creating jobs, you're creating opportunities, you're creating an economy. And that economy grows and grows and grows, and it starts picking people. Even people hiding from a job, an economy sometimes will tap them on the back and go, hey, you can't hide from a job anymore. We need you to do this. Here's this, here's that. That's the kind of tax system we have. And folks, there is a system out there, and I'm going to get to it later, that would put so much growth that you couldn't hide from a job. You couldn't hide from a job. I'm just telling you. All right. So the top 50%. So we'll split this into the two. Let's split the country into 50-50. 50% of you up here, 50% of the taxpayers up here, taxpayers down here. All right. The top 50% of taxpayers paid 97.7% of all federal income taxes. Okay? 50% of the people in this country, 50% of the working citizen in this country, the taxpayer, is paying 97.7%. I am not making any of this up. You can go do a DuckDuckGo search. You might even find it on a Google search. You're just going to have to go five pages in. But you should be using DuckDuckGo because DuckDuckGo doesn't censor your information. DuckDuckGo doesn't guide you to what liberal point they want you to know. DuckDuckGo will just give you the facts and you can read them for yourself and then come up with your own decision. And you can look this stuff up, folks. The top 50% wage earner, the top 50% that pays income taxes, pays 97.7% of all federal income taxes, while the bottom 50% just pays 2.3%. I cannot break this down anymore. Now, a Democrat's going to hear this, and they know I'm telling the truth. They know I'm telling you the truth. So they would tell you, oh, well, we got to factor in this and we got to factor in payroll taxes. We got to factor in this tax and that tax, the state tax and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is for federal income taxes, 50% of this country is paying 97.7%. 50% of this country in the lower end is paying 2.3% of the tax burden. And you want to let the Democrats tell you that somehow the top 50% is not paying their fair share when they're paying almost 98% of all income taxes in this country are being paid by just half the country? You see the problem here, folks, but this is all by design. All by design, because when the Democrat Party can get enough people in this country to understand that they can vote out of the largesse, and what do I mean by that? Well, when enough people in this country realize, well, I just have to vote for that bozo Democrat, and then I'm not going to have to work, because they're going to make that bozo work, and they're going to take half of his money or her money, and they're going to give it to me. They're going to redistribute wealth. But the problem is, and the Democrats know this, when you get over 50% of this country that is just sitting around, and we're there, folks, we're right there. But when you get over 50% of this country that's voting for someone else's pocket, voting to take money from someone else, and they're going to vote Democrats because it's the Democrats that is the Santa Claus party. They're the ones telling you they're going to give you this magic redistribution money. Well, then there's no growth anymore in this country. There can't be. The economic pie cannot grow. They can just try to slice it up more. And the politician is always going to slice a huge chunk of the economy for them. The politician will always take care of themselves. You, the people, you, the citizen, are going to get screwed. So 50% of you right now are paying 2.3% of the taxes. They want to get that down to zero. But then what's going to happen, folks? The top 50% are going to, at some point, the top 50% are going to say, you know what? I'm done. I am sick of supporting half of this country. I just can't do it anymore. I'm tired. I'm going to go to a beach in Mexico or a beach in Nicaragua or a beach in Honduras or a beach in Panama, and I'm just going to go find my little seclusion place and live out on the money that I've made. What happens when they do that? Folks, you hear me and the host from Locked and Loaded, Roger B., you hear us talk about movies a lot. Let me tell you, folks, if there's a movie you need to go see, it's called Atlas Shrugged. I know you're not going to read the book. I know you won't. And look, it's tough to read the book. It's tough to read Atlas Shrugged. Look, I've got Atlas Shrugged. I've got The Fountainhead. I've got the whole series. And it's by a writer named Ayn Rand. And she was brilliant. But it's a tough read. The book is thicker than my thigh. And it's a hard read. You really got to get into it. But you can watch the movies. The movies were great. There's two movies. There's two parts. It's called Atlas Shrugged. You want to see a lot of what I'm talking about, where we're headed, where you keep putting the burden, the tax burden on the 50% of the country only. And then really you're going to get down to where you're just taxing the 10% and the 1%, which are the innovators, the drivers, the job creators. Eventually they're going to give up. They're going to say enough's enough. And what happens when they do that? Watch the movie Atlas Shrugged. I promise you, you will enjoy it. And it is an eye opener. If you can read the book, if you're an avid reader and you love to read and you don't mind how small the words are and you know how big the book is, go get Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. Go get it. It'll wake you up. So just remember this, folks. When the Democrats are giving you this BS about how, oh, they're not paying their fair share and they're the millionaires and billionaires and, you know, Bernie Sanders is the worst. Bernie Sanders is one of the worst. That man will sit there and tell, he doesn't say millionaires anymore because he is one. He just tells you billionaires aren't paying billionaires. They pay way more than their fair share. And again, I broke it down as easy as I could. 50% of this country pays 97.7% of the taxes. 50% of this country pays 2.3%. That ain't right. And that's not sustainable. But there is a way that is sustainable. And when we come back, I'll give you a quick synopsis on what would be sustainable as a tax system. Don't go anywhere, folks. We will be right back. This is the On Point with Victor Show.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, and this, I am the Mexican not afraid to be American. Not afraid to be American, not afraid to support and vote Trump. I'm just not afraid, folks. And you don't need to be afraid either. You don't need to be afraid either. I had a listener point out, and you listeners are great, as always. I had a listener just send me a note pointing out, and listen, folks, all of you can engage with me if you want. I'm all over social media, even places that I don't want to be. And you can always reach out to me, and you can find my – look, my email is victor@americaswebradio.com, victor@americaswebradio.com. I have an On Point with Victor address. I don't remember it. Abby's going to kill me. I'll get that. I do have a website. Look, you can find me. Just go do a DuckDuckGo search or Google search. You'll find it. You can find, get a hold of me any way you want. A listener pointed out that, yesterday was also deemed Patriots Day. Now, again, right up the Democrats' alley, man. They love it because to a Democrat, you getting screwed as a taxpayer, that makes you a patriot. And trust me, I'm not making this up. You'll hear Democrats say this. And as we get closer to the election and any debate happens, which should happen, and when the topic of taxes come up, I promise you right now, and I'll make this prediction, you will hear Joe Brandon Biden, if he can put two sentences together, he'll start to tell you how patriotic it is to be screwed by the government tax system. Now, he won't use those words, but I will. I will. So, I'm telling you folks, year after year, election after election after election, what do the Democrats tell you? They tell you, oh, the rich don't pay their fair share. Well, you know what? Here's another point. Like I told you before, when the Democrats start spewing their rhetoric all over the place, like uncontrolled excrement, oh, bad host. But when they're spewing their rhetoric all over the place and they're talking about the rich, they don't pay their fair share of the rich, you need to stop and make a Democrat define who's rich. Make them define. You have to start doing, I'm telling you folks, it's the same thing that went on during when Russia was full on communist, when they had the communist machine down there over there. You had to ask, you know, the communists would run around saying, we want peace. Well, no one bothered to ask the communists, what's your definition of peace? And when somebody finally asked, what is your definition of peace? You know what the communists said? The communists said, well, you on your knees bowing to communists. When you bow to the communist leadership and you bow to the communist way, then there will be peace. So the Democrats are no different. You have to ask the Democrats to define the BS terminology that they're using because they change definitions just like the communists did. And the Democrats, when they throw around the rich, you've got to ask them, well, what is your definition of rich? Because you wouldn't believe who the Democrats consider as rich. The Democrats will look at you, hardworking business owner, a business owner who might be scraping 80, 90, 100 grand in profits. They may have $1 million business, but they may be only scraping by 80, 90. Again, they may have a family of four, a family of five. And they're scraping by an $80,000 to $100,000 profit. That's not rich. That is not rich. But the Democrats will tell you it's rich. They'll tell you that small business is rich. And then if you're out there working your tail to the bone and you're climbing the ladder and you're jumping up to 75 grand or more, the Democrats think you're rich. And if you're single, you're double rich. I'm telling you folks, you've got to understand, you've got to start using your own critical thinking and you've got to look and understand history. But when the Democrats are throwing this BS platitudes around and this rhetoric around, you just stop and ask any Democrat, well, define rich. Who's rich in your eyes? And you watch how they stumble around it because they don't want to give you the answer that they really believe. They think if you're earning a paycheck, you're rich. And they deserve it. The Democrat Party looks at your paycheck as theirs. And your tax return is what the government allows you to have. That's how the Democrat Party looks at taxation. The Democrat Party looks at taxation. You're the worker bee. You're the worker bee, and you're not supposed to challenge the elitist bee, which is the Democrat Party and the establishment in Washington. No, no, no. You don't question them. You just, you be a worker bee. And then you don't complain about taxes because you should be thankful for what the government, what we, the Democrats, allow you to keep. That's how the Democrat, that is their mentality when it comes to taxation. They look at you as a mere subject that is earning some money that is theirs. The Democrat Party thinks all money earned is theirs. And then they just decide how much you get to keep of your money. You see, that alone should make you run away from the Democrat Party right now. Listen, there are problems with the Republican Party, I will admit. But when you have a leader like Donald Trump believes in giving money, that the money earned is your money. You should take care of your family before the federal government ever gets theirs. You should take care of your family. The money you earn should be divvied out amongst your family first and your needs before the needs of the federal government. Yes, I said that. Yes, I said that. It should never be the other way around, which is the way it is now. The federal government looks at all wages earned. All income, according to the federal government, is theirs. You should just be happy with what they allow you to keep. And that, my friends, is not freedom. That is not liberty. Not. So, what do we need to do? What do we need to do? Well, it's easy. What this country needs is a consumption tax. We need to scrap the income tax. Now look, the states, like I always say and will always say on this show, the states, they're little democracies. That's the brilliance of the founding fathers. The states can do what they want. Look, Florida has no income tax. Tennessee, no income tax. New Hampshire, no income tax. There are some other places too, no income tax. That's a smart state. Texas, no income tax. What are the best run states in this nation? Texas, Florida, Tennessee, no income tax. No income tax. So the states can do what they want. This is the way it should be. Now, shame on Georgia for still having an income tax. It's low, but they shouldn't have one. They shouldn't have one. Shame, and this is my problem with the establishment GOP hold on Georgia. They're holding Georgia back. The Republican Party is holding Georgia back. Now, they're worlds better than the Democrats. You people in Georgia do not want Stacey Abrams or any Democrat running this state. All right? Let me make that clear. But we need to do better with the Republicans that we elect because we need to get rid of the income tax in Georgia. So, but again, I'm talking federal. On the federal level, there should be no income tax. The states can do what they want, but on the federal level, there should be no income tax. None whatsoever. No employment tax, employer tax, this tax, that. None of it should be on a federal level. We should have a consumption tax. So what we should do is completely scrap our federal tax system and replace it. And that means we have to retract the, oh gosh, it's the 12th or 13th Amendment that allows for the income tax. That means we have to scrap that. We can do it if we elect the right people. If we elect the right, listen, the only thing a politician fears is re-election. The politician doesn't fear anything except re-election. And if we the people would take our power back and throw these people out of office and put some good people in, then we could actually repeal the income tax amendment and we could replace our whole federal income tax, strap the whole thing and replace it with the fair tax, which is a consumption tax. I don't particularly like the name fair tax. I think it can be demagogued too much. But right now, the program, the actual bill is called the fair tax. Folks, you need to, if you haven't done this, you need to do this. Go to fairtax.org, fairtax.org, and you can read and understand what it means to have a consumption tax system, because what we need is a consumption tax system. And right now, the best plan out there is called the Fair Tax. Go to fairtax.org and you can, it's easy, folks. It's a great website and easy to learn, easy to read. And I promise you, You cannot go to fairtax.org, read about the consumption tax idea, and then not, and then somehow come back to me and tell me it's not a great idea and that we shouldn't do it right away. I mean, January 1 of 2025, we should implement the fair tax or a consumption tax. It's not going to happen because the Democrats won't allow it. But hey, Donald Trump, he might be able to do this. And if you're with the Trump campaign, you need to get in his ear and have him read the, there's two books, great books out there by John Linder and Neil Bortz about the fair tax, which is a consumption tax. I refer to it as a consumption tax, but these books are called the fair tax. You even have to only read one of them. It's called The Fair Tax Answering the Critics. Go get that book. Make it number one on the New York Times again, because it was number one when it came out. The Fair Tax Answering the Critics. Go get it. Go order it. Go read it. Because you won't be able to read that and then tell me that we shouldn't have a consumption tax. And the only way to get it is to get in front of Donald Trump. Give him the book. Let him read the book. Let him go to fairtax.org. Read about it. Because Donald Trump could probably make it happen. But we the people have to stand and have to elect some good conservative, freedom-loving, libertarian Republicans. We need those kind of people in office who will vote for a consumption tax. Because it's not just voting for the consumption tax. We have to repeal. We cannot leave in place. It's the 12th or 13th amendment. I can't remember which one. But we cannot leave in place the amendment that allows the income tax. That's got to come out. And then we replace this whole tax system. We replace it with a consumption tax. And oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to talk about fair. You can't get any more fair than a consumption tax. Because what happens under a consumption tax? That means 100% of your paycheck is yours. Imagine next time you get a paycheck, look at your gross amount. Look at the gross, not the net. Look at the gross. Under a consumption tax, that would be yours. 100% yours. Now, depending on what state you live in, you might have a state income tax, whatever you should vote it away if you do have it. But on the federal income tax level, there would be no more of the BS. All that withholding would be gone. The employment, imagine having a business and your first thought was, what can I do to grow my business? Instead of your first thought being, what are my tax implications? Every business in this country, every decision they make, the first question has to be, what is my tax implication? Under our current system, you replace it with a consumption tax and no business in this country would have to worry about tax implications. Because there would be no business tax and no withholding tax, no corporate tax, none of that. No income tax, none of that. Because a consumption tax would be a tax collected on the state level and then the state sends it to the federal government. And that's how they collect their taxes. A consumption tax, you truly become a taxpayer at your will. Because when you go buy things, consumption, when you go consume, then you pay a tax. And the state, or wherever you're consuming, they collect that tax. And then that tax is sent to the federal government. So you as a family, I'm breaking this down as simple as possible, folks. I'm making this very, as layman as I can make this. But imagine you being a family of four, let's say. And let's say you have one, because you know what could happen under a consumption tax? Families could go back to one parent working and one parent staying at home if they opted to. It should be a choice, but it's not a choice very much anymore because under the Democrats and the establishment, their tax burden is so much and the cost of everything is so much that you can't afford for one parent to work. Both parents have to work. Who suffers? Children suffer. There's no two ends or ways about this, folks. You can argue with me all you want. I'm right, you're wrong. Sorry. I mean, I'm just am. But under a consumption tax, where there's no federal income tax, but a consumption tax to where when you consume, you pay taxes. You know what that means? That means as a family, 100% of your paycheck is yours. And that paycheck goes to your bank account. And then you can say, all right, I've got to buy this food. I got to buy these shoes. I got to buy these clothes. I got to pay for this car. I got to pay for my repairs. I got to do all these things, the necessities for life. You do those first. Then you go out and consume things that you want, things that you want to have or need, and then the taxes go to the government. You take care of yourself first, and then the federal government gets theirs. Folks, all the highest of scholars and academics have studied this plan of the consumption tax, and it is by far the best plan possible for a free country. it will bring in at worst, it brings in the same amount of revenue the government's got now. At best, it brings in more revenue. Why? Because it's going to capture the underground economy. Because cash from illegals will be taxed. Because all consumption will be taxed. Now, again, I'm giving you a layman's terms. Because how do we take care of the poor? Because the first thing the Democrats are going to tell you is this is regressive. Oh, a consumption tax is a regressive tax. It's not. Because under the plan, there will be a rebate if you're below the poverty level. So this plan actually removes workers and poor people, it actually removes poor from the tax burden, because the poor would get a prebate. And they'll do that. Folks, you got to read the book. I'm not going to get into it because I would have to get in some real technical talk, and then I'll lose you. And I don't want to lose you because this is a great idea. This is a great idea. Just understand the poor will be taken care of. It will not be a regressive tax on the poor, because there's a prebate built into this. A prebate is built into the consumption tax system, so that if you're a family living below the poverty level, you are completely removed from taxes. Completely removed. So if politicians really cared about the poor people, they would all be behind the consumption tax. We need this, folks. We need this. You want to put this country on the heading of freedom and liberty and more individual power, and take more power away from the government and give it back to the people the way it's supposed to be, then we implement a consumption tax. It's as simple as that. As simple as that. All right, folks, I got to take some water because my throat is trying not to cooperate, or my voice. But anyway, all you've got to do, you can do a couple of things. You go get, order the Fair Tax Answering the Critics book. Go get that book and read it. Go watch Atlas Shrugged and go watch and see what happens, what producers eventually are going to do in this country if we keep the system we have now. And then go read the Fair Tax Answering the Critics. Go get that book. Read that book and you will see the power of a consumption tax idea and how much better it is for every citizen in this country, how much better it will be. And then the illegal economy that's out there, well, they won't have a free skating anymore. Because a consumption tax will capture that tax. They will tax every illegal in this country, every visitor in this country, and anybody who comes and visits the United States will pay the consumption tax. Folks, there is no better plan than this, and there is no better plan for freedom. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you get 100% of your paycheck. What a concept. What a concept. And here's why the government hates it. Here's why the establishment in Washington hates the idea of a consumption tax. Because their power goes away. So much of their power goes away. Implementing a consumption tax, the fair tax in this country, would be the biggest transfer of power from Washington, D.C. to the people since the revolution. You understand that? This is why politicians hate this plan. Because a consumption tax would be the greatest transfer of power from the federal government and the bozos in Washington. It would take their power away and give it back to the people. And they can't have that. Can you imagine politicians not being able to campaign and on taxes? Not being able to pick winners and losers? Not being able to force a company to go down some stupid transgender road, or to go down some stupid cause or some stupid liberal activism, because they can't threaten them with taxes when you have a consumption tax? You take that power away from the government. The government doesn't deserve this power, especially in a free country. And especially in a free country. So remember this, folks. Politicians in Washington, they hate the idea of a consumption tax because it gives you, the individual, more power. And they can't let you, the individual, have more power. Understand it, folks. I can't put it any simpler than that. Can't put it any simpler than that. Okay. I got to move on a little bit. Got to move on. I did not want to do the whole show on taxes, but folks, I could do 3 hours on taxes. And the next time I fill in for Eric Erickson or anyone else, I'll do a little bit on the fair tax. I could do 3 hours on it and entertain you. That's how good I am. All right. So what do we find out over the weekend? What do we find out over the weekend? Well, we found out a couple of things. And listen, I might have a take on this that you haven't heard yet. So tune up and listen up. What do we find out over the weekend? Well, Biden's setting the world on fire. Biden, it's not enough that Biden and the Democrats are screwing the American people by raising your gas prices, raising your food prices. Taking down the economy in this country. Biden and the Democrats are setting the United States on fire. Open borders. I mean, you name it. But it wasn't enough there. So Biden had to set the world on fire. Biden enabled Russia to invade Ukraine and then try to blame everybody else for it just so they could go to war. It's pretty sad. Now Biden enabled Iran. Biden made Iran rich again. He's making the U.S. poor, and he's making the poor in the U.S. more poor. He's making the middle class. He's devastating the middle class. But you know what? He's making the mullahs of Iran. He made them rich again. Obama started it. And Biden put it in overdrive, and he made Iran rich again. Not Iran the people. He made Iran the mullahs, the radical moonbat mullahs. He made them rich again. So what did Iran do? Iran funded Hamas. What did Hamas do? They went and killed was that 1,000 or so innocent people? One of the biggest atrocities ever committed on innocent people. Hamas, some of you people out there who are cheering for Hamas. Hamas, I should say Hamas, a bunch of Hamases. You're cheering for Hamases who went and killed babies and children in front of their parents, and then they killed parents in front of children? Yeah, that's the Hamases. The Hamases. I don't care if you don't like Jewish people for some reason, which you really need to have, you know, something checked on you if you don't like people just because of their religion or because of where they live. You Democrats, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. But what do we learn over the weekend? What do we learn? Biden's putting the world on fire. Biden's setting the world on fire. Democrat policies are setting the world on fire. It was Biden and the Democrats that made Iran mullahs rich. And then by becoming rich again, they funded the Hamases. And the Hamases went over and killed a whole bunch of innocent Jewish people. Pretty sad. But that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. So they kept making, so Biden made Iran mullahs so rich that they, and so emboldened. Biden is so weak, and the Democrats are so weak, and they put the United States in a very weak position, and they've emboldened Iran mullahs. They didn't just make the mullahs rich, they emboldened them. So what did they do? What did they do? They directly attacked Israel. The only Jewish state in the world, folks. The only Jewish state in the world. The only beacon of somewhat of democracy in the Middle East is Israel. And Biden enabled Iran to launch 300 drones and missiles, ballistic missiles, all from Iran. Not all from Iran, but a whole bunch of them from Iran. The Iranian mullahs are so emboldened, they directly attacked Israel, a free state, a free country. They directly attacked them over the weekend. Now, what's something else that we learned? And this is the take you may not hear anywhere else. Well, I'll tell you what else we learned. We learned that Chinese weapons suck. We learned that Chinese weapons suck. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you over and over, it'd be so easy to take down the communist regime. So easy. And we could do it without firing a shot. Because A, their economy's on toothpicks. And we could pull so much. Here's where the consumption tax idea has another benefit. I didn't even talk about this. You know what a consumption tax would do for this country? It would make this country the manufacturing haven of the world. You know what that means for China? That means we don't need China anymore. That means that we could build and manufacture in this country like never before. We could do that under a consumption tax. What would that do to China? That would crumble the communist government over there because their economy is already on toothpicks. We could do it without firing a shot. Without firing a shot. But what did we learn also? We learned that their weapons suck. Iran uses Chinese weaponry. Iran gets money from the Biden administration. They got money from the Obama administration. They get money because the Democrats are so relaxed and got rid of the injunctions against Iran. So the mullahs got rich. So the mullahs went and bought a bunch of Chinese armament, Chinese drones, Chinese missiles. That's what Iran launched at Israel. And you know what? Almost every one of them was destroyed before it was able to get to its target. There's one young girl clinging for her life. That's pretty amazing. considering now we are all praying and hoping this young lady makes it. But Iran launched 300 drones and missiles, Chinese missiles and drones, and not a one of them hit their target. I don't think one hit their target. I mean, almost everyone was taken down. Now, yes, here's what else did you learn? That American weaponry, even under this idiot Joe Biden, well, it was, and here's the thing, folks. You go back and look when we were creating the Iron Dome technology, and when we were creating, yes, the United States did that. When the United States was creating this stuff, it was Democrats that were trying to defund the military. It was Democrats that were trying to defund this research. It was Democrats that were trying to defund this weaponry. But thanks to Ronald Reagan, thanks to Bush, thanks to Trump, every time when we had a good Republican in, we were able to build up the military. And thank God for that, because Israel was saved because of the Iron Dome and because of the United States military, because our military was over there shooting down some of these missiles and shooting down some of these drones. It was our military might that works. It was Chinese weaponry that sucks. I'm sorry, folks. This is just the keen things that I will see sometimes that maybe you won't hear anywhere else. I know the media won't tell you because they love China. China! But what you need to take away from this weekend was not only did Joe Biden and the Democrats embolden Iran, not only did they fund Iran, not only are they funding Russia attacking. Look, we're funding Ukraine, but we're funding Russia. Russia had the money to attack Ukraine because of Joe Biden. Russia has the money to do what they're doing because of Joe Biden and his stupid policies and the Democrat policies. And then Joe Biden funded Iran. Do you know it is absurd to hear Blinken, that moronic secretary for the Biden administration, the only guy who can actually put a few sentences together and make sense. Notice they didn't let, what is her name? Jean-Pierre. They didn't let her go address what was going on. They made Blinken do it. And then Blinken actually said, oh, it's Trump's fault. Now I'm paraphrasing, but he actually tried to say it was Trump's fault because Trump pulled out of the nuclear Iran deal. Somehow Iran got all this money because Donald Trump pulled us out of the Iran deal. No, Donald Trump broke Iran. The mullahs were broke in Iran. The people were even starting to even talk about overthrowing the mullahs because the mullahs didn't have money because Donald Trump broke them. They had no money. They couldn't fund terrorism. You know why Hamas didn't attack Israel under Donald Trump? Because the Hamases didn't have money. Because Iran didn't have money. You can't blame Donald Trump for this. This wouldn't have happened under Donald Trump, folks. I'm not angry. I'm just right. I'm not angry. I'm just right. But you can't blame Donald Trump because Donald Trump broke Iran. There's a reason Russia didn't attack under Donald Trump. There's a reason Russia couldn't afford to do it. There's a reason Iran couldn't do it, because Iran couldn't afford to attack anyone in the Middle East because Donald Trump broke them. And then along comes Joe Biden and he funds the crap and makes Iran rich again, makes Russia rich again. And now what do? They go and attack Israel. It's unbelievable. But again, the one thing you can take away that's kind of a funny light that you're not hearing much about is Chinese weapons suck. I mean, they just suck. And, I find it humorous. I find it humorous because the Democrats would have you think that China. And, you know, China is only where they are because of Democrats. It is the Democrats that gave China the technology and allowed them to steal, intellectual property to be able to advance themselves. But yet they still can't build what we can build. It's pretty, pretty amazing. And that was on display. That was on display. Now, you're going to hear the Democrats say things and make excuses for Iran weaponry and Chinese weaponry, but the fact of the matter is Chinese weapons suck, and we saw that over the weekend. But again, what you need to remember, you got to remember about this, is Iran did what they did because Joe Biden and the Democrats funded Iran. Joe Biden and the Democrats made Iran rich, made the mullahs rich, and they were able to fund the Hamases, and then the Hamases went and did what they did and killed a lot of innocents, and then Iran shoots and fires missiles trying to kill people, more people in Israel. Look, I hope Netanyahu tells Joe Biden to go pound sand and does what he needs to do. But you know what? Netanyahu's a smart guy, so don't worry, folks. Netanyahu's a smart guy. He'll know what to do, and then Trump will come and he'll set things straight. All right, folks, we got to go. Stay tuned. Locked and Loaded's up next with Roger B. I'm out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.